Cortana, start the podcast.
And now, Alice Hart.
You drained the color from my life. You left me standing in black and white. I'll brush the dirt from my chest. I'll find a way out of this mess.
Hello, nurse! Welcome to the Geezer Gamers Community Cast, episode number 205. It's Wednesday, February 25th, 2015. I'm your host, Cyber Knight. Got Mossfly on the line with me. Hey, Mossfly.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
We're doing pretty good. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, except Internet Explorer just crashed. Other than that, great.
Yeah, what else is new?
So... Yeah. What you been playing, buddy?
Oh, me? Oh, you know, more of the same. I've been doing the Halo Master Chief Collection, doing a lot of boosting sessions to get those stupid matchmaking-based achievements done and out of the way, and I actually got them all completed. So, woohoo! Got
Yay.
All those annoying, grindy matchmaking achievements grinded out and boosted, and so now I'm just kind of going through all the other achievements. I still have yet to do all the speed running and legendary and the first couple of Lazos. So I've still got quite a bit ahead of me, but yeah, at least those matchmaking ones are done. Unless of course they add more whenever ODST gets released. So never know.
Yeah. And who knows that 4,000 points is getting closer, buddy.
Yeah, it's still a long ways away. Those campaign speed run achievements and stuff are going to take me a while.
Yeah. Maybe
what
by then
you?
We'll what? Actually have the patch out.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath.
I actually have been very busy with other things this last past week. But I did get one quick night of Destiny in, so that's about it. And I also found a very, very stupid Windows Phone game to play called Make It Rain.
Yes.
Yeah, it was free. It has achievement points. But that's about all I can say about that. It's very similar to that cookie clicker game. That Java or that Flash-based game that was out like 5-10 years ago. Not a great game.
I've got it sitting here running on my phone now.
So if I hear a siren, I know you're paying money.
Oh, I keep the volume turned down. I don't even know what what sound effects it has, but...
Can we gripe about that real quick? I hate games on phones that you can't do that with. This is the second one I've run into. The other one was the Tiny Troopers game. There's no sound control, so you just basically have to turn off every sound on your phone. That's not how it should be. But anyways.
I wholeheartedly agree, yeah. So I don't know if you've run into it, but there are some achievements on there that they'll pop in the game, but your Xbox Live account doesn't register it.
Really? I haven't been tracking that one on. I've just been kind of believing that it pops when it pops. I haven't checked to see if any of those are actually showing up.
Yeah, I know there's one for like, you know, linking your Facebook account. Which,
yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, I went ahead and did that because I like Facebook's setting where you can say, okay, this app, when it posts to my wall, only let me see it. Don't show anybody else and don't spam my friends with requests. And you can always disable it very shortly after, too. So
that's true.
But it's popped in the game, but if I go to my Xbox account on the web, it says I have not popped that achievement. And that's not the only one. There's a couple others that I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, it's kind of irritating. I want my money back.
Yeah, right? All those millions and trillions you've spent.
Yes. Yeah, it's, and I don't know if you've noticed, but it does disable your lock screen too. Your phone won't shut off when it's running.
Nope. My HTC got so hot the first time I let that thing run. It was sitting on my computer at work, and all of a sudden I picked it up. I had, like, no battery left, and the thing's on fire. I'm like, let's plug you into the USB port.
Yes. And even then, I keep mine plugged in at work all the time, and while it's just sitting there running, my battery is still just slowly going down. You know, not as fast as if it was. Exactly. and the game's not really doing anything. It's just sitting there counting and incrementing a counter. I mean, there's no real graphics to speak of or any even there's not even any gameplay to this thing. So
it's just a counter.
Yeah, and it's a very inefficient one at that because it's chewing up battery life. So
I do get some very odd looks from my coworker who came up to my cube as I was flipping out money, though. I don't know if you've seen the commercial that you can watch on YouTube for it, but it was a very similar experience. He's like, what are you? No, I'm playing a game, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I did see that you get something for watching the video, but I hit that and then I looked away from the phone, so I never actually watched it.
The Windows Central post actually had the YouTube video on it. And that's where I saw the advertisement for the game. It's actually pretty funny, but it's nothing special. But
yeah. Just like
if you know
game.
The action, if you know the action that you're going to be doing while you're making it rain on your phone in your lap, you kind of get the gist of where that heads. So,
right.
Other than Destiny and making it rain, that's about all I've got for what I've been playing.
Yeah, it's an annoying little app. And I'll leave it running. I've left it running all night. It doesn't make my phone too hot to touch, so I think it's safe. But, you know, even if it is and I have to get another phone, I wouldn't be too disappointed because it'd be nice to have one that's actually still supported instead of the 810 that T-Mobile dropped support for 4 months after I bought it. Thanks for that, T-Mobile. But, it'll pop
be
up.
A Verizon, a Verizon customer and just have your phone disappear off their website 8 months after it got released. So,
I don't think I'll ever buy a carrier-branded phone again. I'm making that, you know, that you can finance the payment and it'll just add to your cell phone bill over a couple years. So mine's paid off. So I'm making that payment into my savings account. So now maybe when I have the money up front, I'll just go and buy a phone and not get one that's carrier branded again. So I don't lose support for it when they decide it's too much trouble.
More and more, but I think that's the way I'm going to go too.
Yeah,
especially since Verizon doesn't seem to care that you've actually paid off your phone. Your bill doesn't go down.
Oh, that's super.
unless you go talk to them, and then they'll be like, oh, we'll drop it by $25. It's like, I had to go ask you to say, no, my phone is paid off. Thanks. Drop my bill. I don't want a new phone. Really? Really? Thanks, Verizon.
Yeah, cell companies like to scam you left, right, and center. But I'll leave it running all night and pick it up in the morning, and it pops up a full screen ad every once in a while that completely stops the game. So it hasn't been counting the money for me. Which,
nice.
You know, there was the whole point of leaving it there on all night, and I don't even get that benefit out of it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The stupid game.
The only time I've actually seen it pop the full ad was after I went from YouTube back into the game after watching the ad for the video. When there was a full screen ad, I had to click the X button. I was like, that's when you decide to pop the ad? Oh, okay.
That's quality right there.
So.
Okay, so, yeah, news for this week. Couple of big digital downloads coming up that we just heard about recently. Forza Horizon 2 is getting a new expansion pack called Fast and Furious, which is kind of themed based on the Fast and Furious movie series. Furious 7 is going to be launching soon this next month or so. And this expansion is going to be launching on March 27th. It is what they're calling a standalone expansion, so you don't have to actually own Forza Horizon 2 to get this and play it. And it's going to be $10, but for the first 2 weeks, it will be absolutely free. So I would suggest buying it sooner rather than later and paying nothing for it.
Yeah, so it's a standalone, so I'm hoping it still integrates with Horizon, because getting 7 cars for free, I'm all about that. I love the Horizon series, so if I can get free stuff and it's free for everyone, that's even better, right? So
yeah,
I'm excited to see that, how that highlight all ties in and what they actually do with it. Should be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really curious to see how this is going to work, how it's going to be, how different it is if you own Forza Horizon 2 or you don't and you play it, and can you play against and with people who have it and don't. And yeah, it'd be neat to see how it works, but I'm not going to say no to free content.
Exactly. And I did read that this is their first of hopefully many themed experiments like this. So hopefully more of this stuff is coming out, because they seem to like the partnership. So, I mean, if it's cool, I mean, I'd be all about them continuing on with this little project of integrating Fast and Furious with Horizon. If it's pulled off nicely, I'm a pretty big fan of both series. I mean, 7 movies of Fast and Furious is getting a little long for me, but it's still, I'm a car guy, so I'm all about the car porn.
There you go. Yep. And free stuff's always good. Even if it's advertising, I'll take it. I'm cheap. And I got my external hard drive, so I've got space to download stuff now. So.
Yay!
Bring it on. And speaking of downloading free stuff, we have the Games with Gold announced for March, which is coming up. Wow, in like 3 days. Where did February go, man?
It's the shortest month.
It certainly feels like
we'll
it
go
this
with
year.
That. Yeah.
So yeah, on the X-Bone, we're going to be getting Rayman Legends for absolutely free for the entire month of March. It features a 4-player local co-op and lots of fun platforming-style gameplay.
So glad I bought it. It's a great game, and if you haven't bought it yet, it's a must-download, especially for free. It's a really fun platformer, so...
Yeah, looking forward to it, especially 4-player local, because that's always a good thing that I can play with my kids.
Yep.
I like being able to.
It's not as crazy as iDarb.
Even better. Good 4-player local game that doesn't turn my kids into even more hyperactive monsters, that's great. I'm all for it. And the 360 is getting some big titles for March. They're getting, I still have one, Tomb Raider for the first half of the month of March. And for the second half, BioShock Infinite is going to be the free game.
Yeah, both of those are excellent titles, too. Both of those were in the running for Game of the Year when they came out for me. I absolutely loved both of them. If they did a BioShock Infinite remake, I would probably buy that, but don't tell them that.
This will be the first BioShock game I will actually have the full version of and play. So I played the demo of the first one on the PC, and my PC did like 4 frames per second.
As I remember, yes, that one could chug a PC pretty well back in its day.
Yes. And it's kind of a freaky game to begin with. You know, you're in this desolate, deserted underwater city, and things just kind of jump out at you. But when it's doing it at 4 frames per second, where you see nothing, then the frame clicks and you see a hideous monster face right in your space, full screen, and then the frame clicks and it's gone. That was enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, too scary for Cybernate. Let's move on.
Yeah, I loved the first one. I never played the second one, but BioShock Infinite, if you haven't played any of them, BioShock Infinite is probably the best one. I don't know. I really like the first one, too. But yeah, great games coming out this month, and I own all three, so no free games from us. But, oh, sad trombone.
Had to find the button. Yeah. Next month, or month following in April, we don't know what the games are going to be yet, but they are going to be celebrating 100 million downloads from the Games with Gold program by giving twice as many games. So we'll have 2 new free games on the Xbone and 4 on the 360. So it's, yeah, starting.
So maybe I'll get a free game next month.
There you go. Out of the 6 of them, there's probably one you don't have yet. Maybe.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my external hard drive for the Xbone. I'm going to need one for the 360 before too long. All these games that I'm downloading.
That 500 gigger that they released at the end of life there.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of that, thinking of that, my 360 is teetering on the edge of overflowing, too. But it's sitting on the floor right now, not plugged in, so I don't have to worry about that. So I've got a few news topics here that I thought you might have some input on.
Alrighty.
All right, so Batman Arkham Knight. Have you been following the Batman series lately?
I haven't. I have the first one, Arkham. Is it Asylum or City? Which one was first?
Asylum's the first one.
Okay, I have that on I have that on the PC. I played it for a while a couple years ago, and my laptop was the only machine I had, and it didn't handle it very well, so I kind of gave up on it.
Okay.
But I do have a newer machine that runs it decently, so I did start playing it again, but I haven't gotten through all of it.
All right.
And that's about where I am on that. It's a great game. I just haven't had the time or the horsepower to play it.
Yeah. So both of those two titles are rated T for teen. And the newest one's going to be rated M for mature, which doesn't affect me a whole lot. But for people with maybe close to teenage years that have been playing the Batman series, and then this one gets bumped up to mature, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not the most mature game out there. They haven't said why it's rated mature yet. But I was wondering, as a parent with... with kids in that age range that could have possibly played the Batman series, what would be your thoughts on the mature rating going forward on the game?
I didn't realize that the first game wasn't an M-rated, because it seems pretty dark to me.
It is fairly.
I guess there's nothing. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of creepy. I don't know what the criteria is for what pushes it over between a T or an M. Or what they might have bumped up. I hope it's not language, because I just don't like it. I don't like the language in a lot of games. Yeah. So, my kids, I kind of have a standing rule in the house where I don't play any M-rated games in front of the little kids. Mm-hmm. And my older two boys are old enough that, my oldest can handle it. Nothing gets to him. My second oldest, we have to watch a little more closely. We'll let him play Halo, because that's as far as M-rated games go, that's pretty darn tame.
that's the softest M I know of.
Yeah, but there are games that we won't let him play, and it's just because of who he is. Each of my kids, we're going to take separately, and when they're old enough, when they're mature enough to handle it, we'll let them play it. Like my oldest, he plays Assassin's Creed, he plays Halo, he plays anything we have is fine, because we know he can handle it, and it doesn't, it's not going to turn him into a mass murderer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My second oldest, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know. I mean, again, it's going to depend on what the content is and why it's rated M. Is it bloody? Is it just scary or adult themed or creepy? Or are they adding a lot of language? And I don't know. So
from the trailer, I think it's the creep factor, because the characters are rendered really nicely, but Scarecrow and Two-Face are not the prettiest characters you've ever seen. So I'm thinking that's probably what pushed it over. But I was just wondering how you would interpret that. And I don't know. So it's an interesting choice to make. But then again, weren't the older Batman movies PG-13, and now all the newer ones are, I want to say? Don't quote me on that, but I don't know. Maybe that's just the way things are going, which is unfortunate, because I do have younger cousins that I'm like, we should play games. And then I'm like, looking at my games, I'm like, we can play Kinect Sports. And you can't play anything else. Sorry. So that one is.
Yeah, that's another reason I like having games like Skylanders around, even though it's a complete money suck to buy all those little guys, but it's definitely something my kids love playing it, and I have no problem letting them play that. And Minecraft is I don't get it, but I bought it as soon as it was released because I knew my kids would love it, and it's something I know they can play. So
speaking of other M-rated games, we're finally getting heists for Grand Theft Auto in March. Yay!
Wow, that's
finally, right?
A year and a half after launch. Didn't they promise this since it launched back in 2013?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It's almost like dev boxes, right?
Oh no, you didn't. You went there.
Oh, I threw Microsoft under the bus. I love you, Microsoft.
Rightly so.
Speaking of loving Microsoft, how do you like these transitions? I'm on a roll now. until I brought up that I'm making the transitions.
Yeah.
Microsoft is actually helping develop Tomb Raider to make it run better on the Xbox One, according to IGN. So that's good news for us. But what does that mean for the PlayStation version, which they still will not comment on that it's coming?
Well, didn't they didn't they buy it out as a complete exclusive, or is it timed?
When it first launched, it said timed, and then it said it was going to be the studio that was going to be deploying it would be Microsoft Studios. I think it's still Square Enix, or not Square Enix, Crystal Dynamics developing it, but publishing it, I believe, is Microsoft Studios. But I don't know. It would be a really bummer if you couldn't play that game on the PlayStation 4, because the reboot was so good. But I guess that is the console war. So sorry, yeah. PlayStation fans. and I actually am sorry about that. So no hate mail yet. You can hate on me later.
Well, it's something that the Sony Defense Force has been holding over Microsoft for I don't know how long, is that Sony does have more horsepower. So it could be that their PlayStation port, if and when it does come out, isn't going to be something that takes a lot of extra optimization anyway. Xbox actually needs it.
Yeah, we have heard rumors that it is actually slightly harder to program for the Xbox hardware than the PlayStation hardware. But so maybe they are just fine-tuning it, and maybe it'll port over to the PlayStation just fine. Who knows?
That's really
I'm not a programmer.
That's something that I've heard a lot in Microsoft's favor, is that they try to make it easy for developers to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of surprises me that the Xbox would be harder to program for this time around.
Well, I've heard it both ways, though, too. Some people say that that ROM that they use or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop talking now because I don't remember. whatever the special RAM or whatever is in the Xbox is slightly more difficult to deal with. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. There was the Xbox uses a slower RAM than the PlayStation, but they have this extra cache that's supposed to make
that
up
extra,
for that.
It's the extra little chunk that is supposedly harder to deal with than just the PlayStation's faster RAM or something like that.
I could see that. I mean, from a completely have never developed for a console before in my life. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Well, right. Nothing like talking about crap you don't know. Woo! So, in other news, Neverwinter is coming to the Xbox One at the end of March as free to play. So I don't know anything about Neverwinter. Just
I was going to ask you what that was.
But I did grab one sentence from the Wikipedia article, and, quote, it's coming from the Wikipedia article, so who knows.
All right.
It's supposedly an MMO that's very story-driven, much along the lines of a Dragon Age or an Oblivion story. So those two words made me very excited for this. If it's a free-to-play Dragon Age or Oblivion, I'm all about that. Assuming I ever finish Dragon Age, which I'll get there. But more free-to-play, man. I'd like it, and I don't at the same time. It's an interesting double-edged sword that's happening.
We've
been playing that. We've been playing that free-to-play game, and I have yet pushed the button to buy the bribes or whatever. I've just been kind of dealing with that. But free-to-play is, they get you somehow. They got to get their money somehow. So, and the article did say that the premium characters were going to be available for purchase. So maybe that's how they're planning to make it back. Being a novice, I didn't know what the heck the premium characters meant, so
right.
There is that. Also out this week is Resident Evil Revelations 2, which is episodic content in the Resident Evil world, which is another genre that's been taking off lately. I never played the first one, but the first episode did not get too bad of reviews on GameSpot, so don't know if I'm going to pick that up or not, but it is available this week. The one interesting thing is they're actually doing weekly episodes, unlike everything else. So that basically means the game is done, and they're just going this week, this week, this week. Which is interesting, because every time Tales from the Borderlands or any Tall Tale game comes out, I'm like, what did I do 2 months ago? I mean, they always give you that nice recap, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I want to go replay that last episode, because I don't remember. It's been 2 months. I have gamer amnesia. Sorry.
Right.
So that's about all I had for the news.
Yeah, the only episodic game I've played is Walking Dead, the season one, and I wasn't impressed with it.
No?
The story was really well written. The voice acting was great, but you know, it was just a really tame point and click game, and it felt really like, you know, people were putting it as their candidate for game of the year. And as far as a game is concerned, I was kind of bored with it. The story was good, but the gameplay just was eh. And I had some issues where, you know, you're supposed to be able to make choices and the characters react to them. Well, I'd make one choice and the characters would react completely differently. Or at one point, and I hope I'm not spoiling it for anybody, but I let a character die. I didn't take an action that killed him, but I didn't take the action to save him either. And it was only me and him in the room. So I'm the only one who knew what happened. Yet as soon as it got to, you know, after that scene, the characters were treating me like I killed them. Which, okay, I guess I could have saved them, but how would they know? I would have totally, if I had the chance, saying, well, I tried, but he slipped and the zombies got him. You know, oops. And the guy was kind of a dickweed anyway, so I'm sure nobody would have been that upset to see him go. But they were. They were really angry at me for something they couldn't have possibly known that happened. I'm like, this is not, it doesn't feel like my choice was realistically portrayed. And so,
yeah, that's more of the Tall Tale adventures. They give you these choices that are supposed to make an impact, but I mean, from playing a bunch of them, and replaying a bunch of them, actually, it's not when that character's actually going to die or how they die. If they're meant to die, they actually die. Sorry if I ruined anyone's Tall Tale adventures, for at least for Walking Dead. But that's always how I've felt about it, is, well, because I had a similar experience, and I kept replaying the same chapter over and over, trying to get this guy not to die. At the end of the episode, he was always dead. So they do great storytelling, and that's actually why I buy the game. I think of it as more of a interactive TV show than a game, I guess I would say. But I don't know. With it coming out week after week after week, I think that's the way I'd want to play that kind of game. Because that's actually pretty much how I played the first Walking Dead season one, is I picked it up when the fifth episode came out and played them back to back to back to back. And that was great. Mm-hmm. And then I played season two right when episode one came out. Forgot about episode two. When episode three came out, I went, hey, there's two episodes. Went back, and it was not as good of an experience. So, I was very interested that they were going to do a weekly installment for episodic content.
Which is good, because like you said, you know, it keeps you interested when you're still actually interested and haven't moved on to something else and forgotten about it.
Gamers never move on to something else. But that's pretty much all I had on the list.
All right. Hype or gripe? You got any hypes or gripes for this week?
Actually, I do have a hype.
Okay.
I was on GameSpot earlier this week, and they have a short little episode. It's called The Gist. Jess McDonald is the host of that, and she went over a very interesting, how would I say this? She had a very interesting viewpoint on game demos and why they should come back and why life was so much better when we were younger and could play free games and then decide if we wanted to buy them or how they would benefit us in our adult life. So if you want, it's like a 6-minute episode. It's definitely worth a watch. I thought it was well put together and well thought out. So that's my hype. Go check out GameSpot's Gist. I was really, really impressed. So that'll be my hype.
I wish they would do more demos, because I have definitely played demos that have made me want to get the game. Left 4 Dead was one I was totally not interested in at all until they did the open demo, beta, whatever they called it. It was really short. It was only like a 2-week span. I played it and played it with the geezers, and I loved it. I got that one, and I got Left 4 Dead 2 because of that, and it was a great one. And I wish they would bring back more demos and let us play things. And it seems like the only ones we get anymore are like the Lego games. And I know how that's going to play. I know I'm picking that up.
Well, they're just good, stupid fun. So
exactly,
yeah, of course. She did bring up the whole open beta alpha situation, which has kind of turned into our demo. But at the same time, these guys demo stuff at E3 and PAX and PAX East all the time. Why can't those just be uploaded to Xbox Live or the PlayStation Store? I mean, I don't know. Go check it out. It's good stuff.
Definitely will. All right, so I have a gripe, and this is not exactly gaming related, but it's, you know, darn it, it's my turn to gripe. So, being an owner of a Windows phone, it's kind of there's not a huge shortage of apps, but there are apps that don't ever come to Windows Phone, and it's kind of annoying that it doesn't. But we've had the ability to pay by phone provided by this company, SoftCard, and they have released finally a Windows Phone app. Well, Google wants to get into the pay by phone market, and they bought the SoftCard technology. And right there on the FAQ on SoftCard for what's going to happen, what they're doing is they're going to cancel the SoftCard apps in favor of Google Wallet. So the technology is going to be more their back end, and Google Wallet's going to be front end. But Google is not putting out a Windows Phone app for Google Wallet. So basically, and it says right there on their FAQ, the smart card or the SoftCard app for Windows Phone will be terminated.
Yeah,
and the reason this pisses me off is, well, partly because I have a Windows phone, and it means I'm not getting support for something that I don't really use, but that's besides the point. But it's Google has just been completely evil when it comes to Windows Phone. You know, if you haven't heard the whole YouTube saga from I don't know, a couple of years ago, there was no native, Google wasn't writing a native YouTube app for the Windows Phone. So Microsoft went and wrote one. And
a
Google,
great one,
yes,
by the way.
it was. And Google went and blocked it, prevented that app from connecting to their servers, server side. Said, this isn't going to work. It doesn't fit with our rules for connecting to YouTube. You know, despite the fact that the iOS and Android YouTube apps did not play by these same rules either. So Microsoft, wanting to be the good guys in this situation, took the app down and rebuilt it and tried to play by the rules and put it back up. And Google blocked that one, said, no, it doesn't play by these rules. These are the rules that it has to do. So they had to scrap that and eventually just put out basically a wrapper for the mobile website is all it is now. But, it's just a completely dick move by Google. I mean, why would you do that except to be rude and evil about it? There are other apps not written by Microsoft that I'm going to assume do not conform to their same rule sets.
No,
and,
they
and
do
yet
not.
They haven't blocked them or prevented them from connecting to the servers. But no, if it's a Microsoft product, they're blocking it.
Yep. Can I jump on this a little bit? So Waze was also bought by Google, and it went unupdated for a year. Until today, which the Windows Phone app did get updated for battery life performance issues. And that's it. In a year, they improved the battery life performance so your phone doesn't turn into a smoldering brick when you try to use Waze. Thanks. 1 year later. I guess I should be happy that they didn't pull it? Because that would have been the Google thing to do. But
apparently, yeah.
One year to improve battery performance. Thanks. But I guess that's the world we live in the Windows Phone world, because my Snapchat account got banned because I was using a third-party Snapchat client. Yay. I didn't have any other choice. I would have used Snapchat. Couldn't use it. Sorry. Anyways.
Yeah,
this has been your episode of Cranky Windows Phone Users.
Yeah, that scene. I don't follow Snapchat, so I was kind of saw the news, but it still seemed like just a really antagonistic move. I mean, the users are going to use the app that's there, and okay, block the app maybe, but why are you banning the users for using an app that's on the Windows App Store to connect to your service? I mean, another one of those moves that seems, way too over the top. If you're looking for a problem to solve, it's, shooting the fly with the elephant gun kind of thing, or, any other bad metaphor that I could come up with. But, yeah, it's just really
and it wasn't
rude.
One of the, hackable ones either. There were some exploits that people would do. It was the one that was the 6 series of apps. No one that doesn't have a Windows Phone won't know. But there's a series of apps that start with the number 6, and they're all made by this really good developer. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But everyone respects him in the Windows Phone development environment. And I was using that, and it was a great little app. But since they're banning third-party apps, that one got crushed too. His Instagram app is still my Instagram app of choice, even though we have our Instagram beta, so, yay.
Google Voice was another one that's, I've got a Google Voice account, and, Google decided to change their API so their third-party apps couldn't connect to it anymore. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I think. Microsoft should change its web browser APIs and not Google Chrome off of Windows. No.
That would be the appropriate response in kind for what they've been doing. All right, so you won't let us use our stuff to connect to your services. We'll just not let you use our operating system to connect to your services. How about that?
Not that I'm petty or bitter or anything. Yeah.
No, and it's almost surprising to see Microsoft not try to take one of these tactics to get back at them. But,
I drink my coffee out of my screw gold mug very proudly. Just to tell you that.
All right, so that's going to be it for this week. We will go do something useful like playing video games right now. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can follow us at facebook.com/geezercast. Email us, geezergamers.com, put a geezercast at in front of that, and there you go. Or go to geezergamers.com and hit us up in the forums. For Mossfly, it's Cyber Knight. See you online.